Hi, I'm Bill Slavicek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Or do you want to go?
Second floor.
Alright, do you want those two to like go to the second floor also?
Yeah, with the boot.
Okay. Alright. Well, you guys, you three, appear on the second floor. That leaves the rest of you.
It's awesome up here.
What do we see?
Awesome up here.
Maggie,
whining, evidently.
You hear what?
Whoa.
I attacked the whining.
I attacked the dark. My hit points is a half.
My character is up there. You probably are hearing whining.
I guess
you are. It's great cheese.
Basically, you're on a... If you're on the second floor, you have a staircase and two doors open off from this room to the north and west. And those of you who speak Draconic, creepily, their Draconic rune is for loin.
Ah!
It's a fun
How quaint.
Right, but that goes back to Drendan.
It's...
What would you like to do?
Can I reenact whatever the other sorcerer thingy guy did? Okay. Are you a sorcerer or a wizard? What are you?
Sorcerer.
Oh, okay.
You're going to want to probably get everybody else crowded on or as close
okay.
as possible.
Everyone get close together,
like a big
I guess.
Group hug.
Group hug!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, roll an arcana check. Add
okay.
plus two because you picked Draconic.
Yes.
Plus four. 16.
5 plus
21.
21.
All right, what floor do you want to go to?
I guess the second.
All right. It's very crowded on this floor now.
They're not going to occupy the same space and time that we are.
That'd be messy.
Implosion.
I've seen Time Cop, that's bad.
Maggie, shut it.
You want to put her in the room?
Put her in the room.
And
all right.
Basically.
Second floor.
You could argue
same as
room,
the first.
So.
No, it's the second floor.
Second floor. You are on the staircase.
We're in 15.
You are in 15.
I see a 17 and an 18. We're
right.
at 16.
There is no 16 because you just can't read that is actually a 16.
There is no
16.
Yeah, that's
kind of...
Only
Zool. It's a bad
man. Only Zool.
I don't expect you to be able to see it from where you're there.
The gatekeeper.
Are you the keymaster?
Basically, on the staircase, there are two doors.
I open one of them.
And one to the... What? which door do you want to open?
As my character is crap, I rush ahead of him and open...
odds and evens.
Whatever brings me close to the rule.
I open the one to the west.
All right, you're like... And you like...
I'll take the first hit.
Well, he's acting as the contemporary rogue. Not looking for traps. He just is setting them off.
You do realize you don't have to be the damage sponge. There, we have people for that.
We have a barbarian for that.
No, let him.
Okay. Great healing surges left.
That's all right.
If he wants to be a sorcerer's sponge, then let him be a sorcerer's sponge.
So... what happened?
We just need to train him to say.
Oh, a sorcerer.
I found something.
Oh!
Oh.
Was that a
I don't know yet. He hasn't told me.
He's still determining if it's bad or not.
Most likely. It's bad. It's very bad.
Let's see how bad it is, really.
Really, it's how bad. Okay, so.
You need initiative again?
No.
Impatient count.
Initiative here, David.
Boom!
See, one, two.
Boom!
Five,
six, seven.
My God, there's seven of these things?
No, but as you open the door, the glyph of warding goes off.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It kills everyone in the room.
Does a 15 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay. James, does a 15 hit your reflex?
Nope.
John, does a 23 hit your reflex?
Yeah. Right. I killed John.
I'm gone. Okay.
It's going to take a lot to kill my character.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of doors he can open, I'm sure, in these levels.
But the sorcerer, not so many.
You take 15 points of magical damage.
Only? For the flesh wound?
Yes, it's a flesh wound.
Certainly a flesh wound.
All right. Melissa, I'm assuming a 13 does not... hurt you.
Reflex?
No, it's not your arms off.
So it's quite alright.
Scott does a 15. Hit your reflex.
No.
Nick does a 19 hit your reflex.
Yes.
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 You die in me.
10 points of damage.
Well,
this is
hell.
Thank God for
that. Oh,
God. Colin does a 13 hit your reflex.
No.
Okay. And does a 21 hit your reflex, Robin?
No.
Yeah, it shouldn't. All right.
Ouch. That would have smashed my reflex very well. But
well, it's just because Robin's a show off, and she's sleeping with the GM.
Yeah.
It
backflips back into the stairway, and then backflips right back in after it goes off.
So you open the door, and you semi-vaporize everybody, but
light.
In this room, several crates and piles of material lie around the semicircular room. The sturdy wooden door to the landing is the only... Well, you just came in there.
But it can't compare to a chalky hand spill in a submersible.
That's true.
No, James, that is a level of awesome only you can attain.
There's lots of crates.
That is legendary.
Well, I think you should go in and smash some crates.
All right. So the priest of Korn wants to start smashing crates, and he does so. He starts smashing crates,
and
for the rest of the
room. And disables the stuff.
He smashes the crates, I'm looking through them.
Okay, you can give me a perception check.
Yeah, I'll actually search through stuff.
Okay. Whoever's actually searching, better give me a perception check.
I'm searching
before he smashes everything.
23.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shitty. I got a
14.
Yeah.
Perception.
Okay. 29. I just thought there'd be some kind of insulation between the metal pole and...
I got it. I got it.
29.
Okay. Ethan, Ethan, take one of these bottles... of wine and hand the other one to Melissa.
I have 13.
Oh. Alright.
We drink tonight.
Woo-hoo.
I believe you have bottles of what? Moulin Red?
Moulin Rouge.
Rouge.
Sorry.
Yes.
Frozen Red. No, it's crack. Red, but I'm going to say
okay.
I'm not completely...
You uncover it. Suddenly we break out in a song.
Right. You uncover a potion. The materials include poison stuffs, rotted to dust, moth-eaten cloth, tarnished oil lamps, rotted blankets and towels, and several bottles of wine, two of which are good.
Ooh. Ding! Okay. Nothing else in the room?
Well, that was certainly worthy of that huge spell. There's got to be something else in the room.
This is nature's milk.
That's right.
I don't know. If I was a dick, I would defend my mundane supplies, too, with a wine
glass. You know, if he had
that was a low-level spell, is what that was. Right?
Yeah. Well, I was practicing those warding glyphs, you know.
Yes.
So I put them on the bathroom door.
No,
nope,
the door is the back door, by the stair.
On the cat door.
Oh.
We ambushed. I ambushed the supply closet.
Good job.
Do you want me to open this door, or do you just want to go on through?
No, you go ahead.
No. Let the druid go.
Yeah, he did that to a supply closet. No, tell me what he did to the rest of his place.
Stand back. Hides into the crate.
Can I back up before you open the
door?
Still
in the other room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're the only one who's out.
Yeah. This is 25 at your reflex.
Reroll that.
Reroll it.
Yep.
Does a 30 crit hit your reflex?
Reroll that. Definitely reroll that one.
He's out.
Oh, does an 11
No, he's out on the landing going under room 17.
There's an explosion out
like
there.
That's your reflex.
He's kind of dirty now, but he's okay.
Okay.
Because he just goes, eh.
I poke my head in and look around.
Okay, this semi-circular room contains many shelves and boxes. The shelves are covered with bags, jars, and other containers. On a table near the door is a balance scale, metal scoops of different sizes, and empty bowls and bags. This sturdy wooden door to the landing is obvious. Well, you just came to the entrance. I hate it when it does that.
I will go out.
I'm gonna look through the bags and the bottles and whatnot.
Okay, so you guys go in.
Explode.
I'm just gonna stand on the landing.
I'll probably go in first, so because I'm
not going in.
In case that matters.
You want some wine?
Most of the stuff is rotting, but there are boxes and jars of various minerals, bits of animals and plants, and a glass rod, an orb, a large box of 20 pounds of powdered silver, basically 600 gold pieces worth of alchemical reagents, rare herbs, and residium, which is magical dust, basically.
Since I'm an alchemist, I'll be taking that. Thank you.
I will stand there and watch him take it.
Go, ooh.
I thought you were a natural alchemist.
I
have alchemy and I have ritual.
It's 600 golds,
ritual
basically,
casting,
of stuff. So you could try to selling it, but it'd be probably better just to use it.
Yeah,
so
stone cat?
Anything
you
else?
Do have a stone cat. No, everything else is basically rotten.
Okay, so back out onto the landing.
We're
drinking wine out here. Would you like to join us?
Alchemy recipe.
Absolutely. Like
to
drink.
Yeah.
Chemical formulas.
Do the same.
Oh, you have to. It's a feat to get.
All right. So back on the staircase, our two individuals who semi know how this works.
I started. With
do you wish to attempt to control the staircase?
This feat later. It's sort of my idea. Of,
why not?
Give me arcane check.
I pair up with him this time.
And arcane on staircase control.
15
plus.
Yeah, make sure you add everything out because you're gonna end up in
expert
plus two, right? That old third edition.
Yeah, it has two of that right on
Alchemy. Because he's the expert.
Mm-hmm. Expert 25.
Okay, what level do you want to go to?
Let's go to the third level. How many levels are there? Does it just keep going?
You say four, and you go
six. I want to go to level four. We could be in a completely different tower. We have no idea.
Just don't go in and say 37.
Walk
over here. Because that mage is a dick.
We gotta go.
I'm following with him.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Well, you should probably split up three with each of the people who have
one group and a healer with the other group.
Okay.
The other sponge.
I guess some of you guys are going with Drendan then.
Yes.
Drendan, make your check.
Good luck.
Arcana check?
Yes, Arcana check.
And then add plus two.
We appear in hell, I'm going to kill you.
I have some 30. Spells as well. All right.
You end up launched in a wall.
Do you want to go to the third floor also?
Sure.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Here's the. We're going to send you a third floor map in a second.
You're next to
so
a dismembered statue.
The second floor kind of sucked.
Yes. At least you got treasure.
How about, before we open any doors, we check for a rune? Just a thought.
Yes.
Attendant, okay. Check for us.
Sorcerer first.
Alright, so...
With a warning on this one?
A stone pillar that is the central shaft for the staircase has a draconic rune carved into it at a height of 4 foot above the landing. The smell of death is strong here. A human figure kneels slumped against the door, dressed in leather armor and wearing a backpack with a set of thieves' tools open in the ground in front of him. Other tools lie thrown about the landing.
Not look at the symbol.
You are it's asking quite a symbol if there is death. A symbol. Give me a perception check.
23.
It's 25.
Die.
Apparently I have no perception. I got a 12 this time.
25.
I'm not using this
button.
Anybody else?
What is it for? Arcana?
Nope. Perception check.
Oh, just perception.
Is he leaning against the pillar or is he leaning against the door?
He is leaning against the pillar, though, from the blast radius.
Being actually 29.
22.
Okay. 29, there is definitely a trap.
Oh, hey! Look, it's one of those rune things.
Actually, though, this is not a rune trap. This appears to be a pit trap in front of the door.
Is a pit of despair.
I'd say no one probably wants to step right here.
And also, the rune on this landing is draconic for belly. So you had foot, loins, and belly.
It's ending.
Oh.
So we're not going any higher than when we find the head room. Okay?
Yeah, I was just coming.
Yeah, there could be a hat or a turban room.
When I went to wherever I went to, I'm going
room.
To roll up the thieves' tools and steal them. Well, I guess he's dead, so it's not really stealing. It's looting.
I'll take them.
Steal it from her. That's just healthy looting.
Somebody might want
using my using my staff. I'll.
Let's face it.
Poke him?
You see what happened?
Poke the pit trap to spring it.
No, wait. Why don't we just grab the dead guy and throw him onto the trap?
That's disrespectful.
Other people's stuff.
But it's not disrespectful for us to
have no, of course not. That's the nature. That's the circle of life.
Where's my evil? Like, you're freaking
shit.
Is his armor any good? I'll take his armor.
Let's face it.
Here's the leather armor.
Backpack,
that
gold, rotten
rations, 50 feet of rope. I already have that.
I'll take the 50 feet.
You trigger the trap.
What do we get there?
Large sack, silver, and pit in front of
silver serving dishes, 20 gold points each.
I'm going to
push the door. How wide is the pit? 5 feet?
5 feet.
Okay, so we can pretty much easily go around it.
No.
Alright, well.
And there's thieves' tools, too. They're just not in there.
Rotten rations?
Well, they are, I guess while they're...
About an hour, we're going to have to...
What's a short bow?
Explosive? I guess while they're rummaging through this dead man's stuff, I'll open the door.
You want a short bow? 25 arrows? Need more arrows?
Backpack, yes. Bedroll? Anybody?
Sweet.
Do we already have that
short sword?
We'll take it. I'll hang on to it if anybody else wants to, but...
Anything magical?
No, really.
You can tell with an
arcana. There's some rotten rations.
I'm keeping a candy bottle, though.
Yeah,
you
can't hold over.
Okay, all right, so stepping around the
explosive dead guy,
the pit.
Of spells.
Gallery number 19. This circular room is a gallery of art objects. Paintings, tapestries, and hangings adorn the outside wall, and pedestals display urns, vases, and statuettes are placed along the inside wall. The floor and pedestals are covered with a thick layer of dust. The sturdy wooden door to this staircase is the only entrance.
This looks like a gallery of some kind. This might be a good spot to look for that the horn.
The Gallery of Doom.
So I'll go on in.
What kind of gallery? Is it like a painting gallery? Or
yeah.
that there's stuff on pedestals.
Statues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, statues.
Nine pedestals.
Can I do
right?
a? Can if I do an arcana? Can I take a look at the pictures and take an arcana check?
Okay, I'm going to see if there's anything on. Look at the statues first. Okay. See if they're yes. value.
Check a 20.
That would be
26.
Can we check for traps? No, 28. 12 plus 16. 28.
28.
Yes, somebody looked for traps
yes.
on the door.
Yes.
You got a 28?
Yes.
Well, the rest of the stuff is just shiny. But there is a tapestry on the wall. A well-crafted wool tapestry depicting a starlit wooded grove with a dim object in the distance.
What is the dim object in the distance?
It's in the distance.
In the distance,
it's dim.
It's dim.
Tapestry is huge, though. It's like the size of my... door.
I'm gonna pull the tapestry aside and see what's behind it.
Okay. You. There's a wall.
I'm checking the wall. It's still there.
The wall's still there.
That's okay.
There's
a wall.
I'm going to touch the tapestry.
Now, if you touch the tapestry, you disappear.
I touched the tapestry. Oh.
Well, is he went like this.
Touching the tapestry.
He
touched
it. He pushed his head.
I was wanting someone else to do it first. I was going to do it.
But you can do that?
Okay, thanks for doing it first.
Why not?
Okay. Now there's two piles of dust.
That's what I was going to say. Now there's two piles of dust.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
Look over and there's an orb with several eyes.
God damn it, Jeremy.
Not again.
I'm assuming somebody's looting the room while these guys are just
heading. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Looting.
Well, that ain't
smart. Thanks, Kimmy!
You can split the treasure on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody else want to disappear or go down the stairs?
We can't.
Is there any way to control?
Come back out of the tapestry.
Is there any way to control where we go?
Ooh, I get the ebony statuette of the Merlin.
Go down your knights.
Yes.
Wait, who went? Back from Jackson?
There's nothing written on this tapestry. It's just a
tree.
The tapestry is just an orchard. There's nothing written on it. Or
no, just a very nice.
Other than
except you will notice that there's a druid.
There's
and a dragon priestess now in the tapestry.
I burned with that.
Oh, well, this is pleasant. Hey, at least it's a wooden. I'm happy. I'm good.
You start seeing flames in the distance. They seem to get rapidly.
All right, well, you guys decide. The two of you that jumped in, passing through the tapestry, you find yourself standing at the edge of a clearing in a dark starlit wood. A faint shimmering is barely discernible. Ahead, in the center of a clearing, a stone altar stands, carved with runes, dedicated to an unknown god. It bears the brown stains of a blood sacrifice, and an ornate long dagger lies upon it.
Cthulhu.
The air smells of damp earth and a faint, sickly, sweet odor.
Cthulhu.
Well, shall we go investigate?
Yeah, sure, why not?
We'll go...
We'll skip over there.
Yes. Hold hands and skip.
Let's skip. With our
wine. If a demon lord appears in the tapestry...
No one will dare.
No, but if you blink, it'll show the two individuals that are on the tapestry skipping. but it's like they're frozen. It's like a picture. So it's like you blink and suddenly they're...
Oh god.
Let's just wait
a few minutes. I really would have heard the tapestry.
Let's just wait a few minutes and see if they come back.
Or see if one bigger appears.
See if a demigod appears and starts slashing them to pieces.
Okay, drop the altar.
I'll examine the altar.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Yep.
There's a nice dagger on here.
Yeah.
I will pick up the dagger.
You will lick the dagger.
My spider sense tells me this is a +2 cold iron dagger.
Okay.
Well then.
On page 66, no less.
There is a woods. There's woods around the altar and around a little clearing.
What is there anything in the clearing other than that?
Other than the altar, no. The stars don't move. The distant object.
We don't know what it is.
No?
See anything.
Well, there's, like I said, there's woods around here.
Yeah,
the
type 5 demon. across the woods.
I mean, you guys are just in the clearing for now.
Yeah, what else is there around? It's just
woods.
That's it.
Set fire to the woods.
Come on, man. You
no more paths. It's the path back where we came.
I mean, you can walk through the woods if you wanted.
You don't remember Final Fantasy 1 type
of
demons?
You were the druid, so at this point.
I will go. I hand this to you.
I got to play through it once. And
like, there you go. And I'll step into the woods.
All right.
I had some fun.
You step on something squishy.
It's the first edition game.
It appears to be a semi, well, when I say semi, I mean mostly. rotten body.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Can I come in the tapestry now?
If you want to.
I'm in the tapestry.
Now there's a third one in the tapestry. The dagger is glowing red.
The tapestry.
Since he stepped on something, or since he's...
I don't know. Then you turn around and it's like, he's here.
And then...
I jump the hell out of the tapestry.
He appears.
What?
Is this still going?
I continue looking around. Is it just bodies in here?
Yeah, there's tons of bodies.
Ha!
Give me a perception check.
Okay, meanwhile, I'm just going to roll the tapestry on Madam Gaze.
Now I know where you are.
I'm getting the ebony statuette. But
I pretty much probably have no clue. It's only a 17.
Okay, well, one of the bodies, even though it's very rotten, there's just something about that particular elven body that looks familiar.
Looks like him.
It does. It looks like, not him, it looks like the... it looks like the guy that was murdered downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It looks like him.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay.
All there's quite a few bodies here.
Alright, so I'll point that out to him. Look at this.
Do I recognize him as the dude?
It looks like it, yeah.
Dude,
what did the dude say to us downstairs?
Well, he said to her, find Tanibus,
right.
Find my body.
Okay. Like, yep, right. That looks like the guy from downstairs.
Yeah, it does.
Which,
then...
for you, well, actually even you, because you're mostly priestly type thing.
What?
Ish.
Probably none of these bodies can really, none of these spirits can rest because, well, they've been thrown in a creepy demi.
How many bodies are we talking about here?
Well, if you look around.
They're not actually woods, they're more like.
There's some of the trees actually have grown over bodies. There's probably a good, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. 150.
I rolled the wool tapestry.
You start to pull on it.
I say we should try to get back out.
I jump back into the tapestry, tie my rope around the dead what's-his-name, and
right.
Pull him out without touching
the dagger
him.
Right.
He'll probably kill us.
When this guy jumps in?
What?
Was he next to us?
When he jumps in,
everyone else backs away slowly.
When he jumps in, it shows him off in the woods with this look of... kind of looking at this something on the ground. Her going with this dagger that has red around it, and him just kind of standing there.
I say let's get out of here. Take the tapestry with us, and then we can deal with the bodies as we can.
I'm curious. If we roll up the tapestry, does it get to be night in the clearing?
So let's go
before these guys start rolling up the tapestry.
So we'll turn and head back down the path towards.
We're going to head back down the path.
And I'll help you out.
Thank you.
The dagger's not glowing out here.
I'm taking the dagger and going over to him and holding it to
just
his throat, because that wasn't right.
Surrounded by bodies. Lots of bodies.
I feel at home.
Bodies.
Ah.
Please.
Okay, so is there a rope going into it?
did I successfully tie a rope around the dead guy?
You can run over and do that.
If the rope is there, just grab it and yank.
Okay. I hold the rope and then run out of the tapestry, leaving the rope also in the tapestry at the same time, just in case we need to pull him out.
Let's just pull him out.
He's probably going to turn into some weird mutant creature and eat us.
No, he wants the body. Pull it out.
You could roll up the tapestry and just take it.
Alright, I pulled the dude out.
Let's pull it out.
Flop.
I roll the tapestry up.
It's always helpful to have a magical tapestry.
Open your bag.
It's like a bag of holding.
Wait a second! Wait a second! You can't put a demi-plane inside another demi-plane!
Why not?
Because it will tear a hole through reality.
Yeah, actually, that would be a very bad idea.
Fine.
Barbarian carry the
body on the ground now.
We could probably actually fold it into something smaller than that rolled thing. And then put it in a smaller bag.
Like a bag of holding.
And then we start playing Planescape.
Yeah. Yes.
That's he has a backpack. We can just put it in
the backpack.
Like Dora. Like keeps everything in.
I'm glad I remembered that. I could have forgotten and said, okay.
Suddenly we're not in the Northern Kingdom anymore.
Why is the sky red?
There's a dark demon going.
Why don't I have arms anymore?
Yeah, it looks like whoever, well, he was definitely sacrificed, and he doesn't have anything on him.
Dude, he sacrifices!
It looks like various parts were taken off of him and out of him.
Ah, like a foot?
Like a head,
and
a foot,
and
I wonder
what
would happen if we took the body downstairs to that room.
Probably each of
them. Let's go.
Don't know. I'm not much into the mortal spirit thing.
And dim my planes.
That's mainly her domain, I would think.
And dim my planes, I guess.
Dim my planes.
You and I should
that's
go and do that.
Black magic that you practice.
I'll go with them just in case.
I deal with the natural world. Thank you very much. There's enough here for me.
And somebody will have to go with
my planes.
So
I don't need more than one.
I'll go with
her. Yeah. Okay, so you go to the stairs.
Yeah.
Give me your arcana check.
I hope it works. No, that was a fucking stream. 12. And
plus
10, 22.
Alright, what floor do you want to go to?
Back to the first floor.
Okay, back on the first floor.
It's like the body
over
the
room. We
yeah.
take the body into the room. See if anything happens.
I want my rope back.
Watch out, there's little storage units now.
All right, there's a ghost standing there. And he looks at his body. And
I got that a couple and a half ago. It's
like, thanks!
I'll move the mouth.
Can
and
you,
make the
can you,
voice.
Can you take it outside, though?
That's pretty usable.
It's 160 gauge.
Okay. Take it outside, okay.
It works nice.
Do you want us to like, bury it, or what do you want us to do with it?
Say a Western digital.
Take it outside.
That probably would be the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah,
sure!
Same thing for
I would appreciate that.
Same thing for a little
well, we'll
bit.
Have to just take it outside first. We have to just go through the tower, but we'll bury it when we come back out.
Do you know any elves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there any other bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are about 150 bodies in there, he said. We're taking the tapestry. We'll take care of them as we can, but...
Could you take the bodies to elves?
Yes.
There aren't any elves around
well,
here.
Mr. Sorcerer type guy.
Hey,
Sue
guy! I'll do what I can to find elves to take these to.
We promise.
We can try to
I give you my word as a member of the Circle of Turlan.
Are you going down there too?
Down where?
We went downstairs.
I lost track.
That's alright.
And we can do our best to find elves, but there really aren't any near here.
Wait, why do we need to find elves?
So you can give them the bodies, and they can be taken back to, you know, the proper places?
Well,
so I can
sure
rest and not
have
to, like, you know...
Were all the bodies elves?
The rites are observed.
I don't know, we weren't there. Were all the bodies elves?
I don't know, I wasn't
we'll
in
take
there.
The ones that are elven to the elves.
You can ask her!
Later.
As far as we know, there were elves.
We'll get 250
gig
ones
now,
about
60
bucks.
Yeah, we can try to take
the
tapestry.
Let's get
the room.
Thank you.
All right.
Do
they
promise?
Yeah, we promise. We'll try to find some elves.
I know where some are. I hang out with them all the time.
I don't believe that.
All right.
We're like
let's
this.
Go back up to
the, I accept your promise.
Let's go back up to the third floor.
It might take a while, but we will find a way to get the
I'm dead.
To the elves. So.
As long as it's done, sooner than later.
Wait, actually the same
is there some kind of spell on this tapestry where it's going to explode and kill us all if we don't do it?
Provided the invading goblin army doesn't slaughter us.
Right, took your promise.
We will.
See ya.
All right. Put his body back in the tapestry. Roll back up.
I haven't had much time to play with
it. Take his body out and throw it in the chicken coop.
No! Let's put it back in the tapestry. We'll take care of it later.
You should be able to buy that. There's good storage space for it. Throw it back in the tapestry.
It's in great condition.
It's not going to rot.
It was doing fine.
What's it going to do?
For who knows how long.
There are flies in the castle. Come on. Creatures. It's safer there than anywhere else. So,
there's
You probably realize.
Yeah.
Possibly the cleric would probably realize that somehow he got out. If these other elves were sacrificed to some dark entity, they might still be in there.
Right.
Most likely.
It could be quite pissed off.
Yes.
Especially if they're not helped.
So. Right.
We're working on it.
We're going to get the tapestry to elves. We will find a way to get the tapestry to elves.
So the rest of you guys who are upstairs.
And I think we should go back upstairs now.
Yeah, good idea. We're going back upstairs.
Do you wait for them to come back?
Video card.
Yes.
220.
Give me your arcana check.
Yours 38.
So it's like
20.
Oh wow.
All right.
This one
you barely
random.
Make it. You appear on the stairs with that.
You've got
now.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Where do you guys want to go?
Let's go to. You want to keep going floor by floor, or you want to do six?
You don't want to do a benchmark.
Not a big guy.
It's a monster.
My monster stuff.
Where am I? The fourth
floor. My
desktop. Yeah, 6 gigs of RAM.
What?
We leave the tapestry where it is and come back for it.
If you buy the one from,
it's gonna
buy the same thing
be a little bit big for the
background.
You can carry
500 megabyte video card in it.
It's like an oriental rug, basically. Okay. Think about like rolling one of those up and stuff.
Yeah.
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 We'll do the shoulder carry.
Tie it up and then
I was like, I might as well spend that.
So, you guys appear with them.
Huzzah!
Hi!
Where do you want to go now?
Onward and number
four.
Level four.
We have to take the tapestry to elves.
Okay. We can do that.
Since it's full of dead elves.
We'll have to find some elves. Give it to.
Yeah.
We can.
I don't know where we're.
We can always take it to the undead making machine.
Well, or not. I would say south. I would say south of here, most likely.
Yeah.
Even though I would not put the whole tapestry.
I've been in these parts for many decades and have not seen any elves that I remember.
We're good without undead.
Unless I'm speaking.
Tapestry.
You haven't seen any elves.
I've never seen any elves.
Where elves live?
So I would guess south.
They live to the south.
Well, for you guys, mostly the elves, you know, appear at night and occasionally steal children. And
Could we build a tower inside this?
They live where they want to.
Am I playing?
Oh. What?
You want to. We can explore that later.
The squishy, rotting bodies, once you take them out,
it's going to be different. You'll take out the bodies.
You know. To a strange
we have two clerics against one wizard.
I don't
think
so.
We're
going to
take care of these bodies.
I don't think so. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
We can always demolish the place. Medium's warm on the top of the
top. None of us are stepping on the square with the big T on it.
Yeah. There's a trap there.
Really?
I wouldn't have known unless there was a big T there.
Anyway,
There's actually a little post-it sign there. It says there is a map here.
There's only so much editing I can do on the maps.
Is it Mr. T?
Okay, I need one of you to do me an arcana check to travel to...
That looks awesome.
Yeah. I have 24.
Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
The landing to this floor is marked with a draconic rune. The staircase does not continue up from here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
What's
the draconic rune is heart.
We're going up.
We're about this far up. That makes
sense. Equally, yes.
You and your black magic.
Yes.
Poor coward.
All right.
At least we make sense.
There's one door.
Do we see any other runes around?
I examine the door.
Can I type people?
Is the door trapped?
Is there any other rune? I think these are.
You find the rune of death.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. 21.
Yeah.
Oh, geez,
I look at the wall and say,
"This is a nice wall."
Okay. There doesn't appear to be any runes on the door.
Fabulous. Open the door.
Alright.
Boom! Jamie's like,
I hold up my sweaty robe. Just in case there's something.
Alright. Well, this short, wide hallway ends with a wooden door on the east wall and a door on the south wall. Gives access to the stairwell, which you just came in. There is an open pit, actually, where the pee is.
I will look in the pit.
You head over there, and yes, actually.
Your head is gone.
Down in the pit. As you look down into the pit, there appears to be two giant spiders.
Oh no.
And four humanoid things. I wonder if I have a picture of humanoid things.
And this is down a hallway or something?
This is down in this pit.
Pit? Okay, I throw a fireball into the pit.
Basically, it's like this about 5 foot tall, hunched over critter with pointed ears, spider eyes. Their claws kind of end in like weird. Pinchers.
Can we close the trap door?
So if just for sacred clarity, if elves are kind of ugly and bad in this world, what are drow?
They're really ugly and bad.
Well, remember for the Rusk, most things that are strange are bad.
Okay, I'm just.
And the drow were worse. Alright, now, real quick.
Actually, the word drow probably came from
you guys said you had the leave. Way
with a Welsh spoke.
There is a combat here.
Oh, we saw that trowel.
I know we started late because of turds in the basement.
That just sounds like a bad B movie.
We can continue, or we can stop for now. And set up a time to meet again.
Same mat channel.
How long do you think the combat's going to be? I mean, is there a lot of things to combat?
There's six critters.
That could take a while.
Could take a while.
Two spiders and four.
I mean, they could continue without you guys.
But at least they're real.
That could take at least an hour.
Basically, what I'm asking is we can stop here right at the door. I know where you're at.
Working foe.
And we can set up another time for next time.
I think that's probably best.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I know Robin's sick, and I would like to play for quite a while, but... Yeah, semi-correct. Yeah.
I've been up since 7.
So when would you guys like to meet next? It can be a month, it can be sooner than a month.
Sooner than a month is always good.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.